Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Happy Friday. It's Friday. You gotta love that. Hey, I wanted to kind of follow up on everything that we've been doing here the last few days, going through and sharing with you some of these insights on how to get your dealership and how, if you're a salesman, how to get more sales. If you're a dealership, how to get the dealership more sales. I've been sharing with you about doing Facebook Live feeds, getting leads through a list broker, sending out direct mail, all that kind of stuff. But, and going through your own lead process, if you don't have a lead process, setting up a lead process, and just kind of doing the mystery shopper technique where you're seeing how the leads are coming in and what's going on with the leads once they're submitted and everything that comes with that. And I want to follow up with all of that and also just make sure that you're doing your house cleaning. Like today's episode, I want to go through just when you do have leads coming in, you know, what are your salespeople like? You know, are they clean? Are they brushing their teeth? And I know that sounds silly, but, you know, when you're talking to someone face to face and they have like smoke breath or coffee breath or anything else, that can turn someone off. And I realized that this morning. I was at a dealership that I work with, and I was working with one of the salespeople, and they had just come in from a smoke break, and man, I wanted to stay away from them. It just didn't smell good. And if you're doing test drives with someone and you smell like smoke, you're going to put people off. And look, I'm not telling anyone how to have their lifestyle. What I am saying is, if you're working for a dealership and if you are an owner of a dealer, you've got to do some quality control and make sure that people look presentable, that they have, you know, clean cut, they aren't smoking. The worst thing that you can do is to have somebody right there as you're having a person or potential customer pull into a lot and the person's putting out a cigarette and going inside, or the person's putting out a cigarette and going over to shake their hand. You know, if they have to smoke, and I'm not advocating that they should smoke, have them do it in the back, out of sight, out of mind. They should not be out front. And look, again, I'm not trying to dictate how you live your lifestyle. What I am saying is that makes a difference when you're trying to sell vehicles. If you smell like smoke, if you smell like coffee, or you just don't take care of your appearance, you know, brushing your teeth. You know, if you have a beard or a mustache, keeping it trim, you know, looking the part is a huge component to the success of the sale. Because if you don't look well kept, whether you're male, female, you're going to lose potential sales because people won't come out and tell you that they didn't buy a car from you because your breath stank or you smelled like cigarettes or cigars or anything, or that you were chewing tobacco. You know, you see these folks with, you know, I'll take this morning for instance, you know, when they smell like smoke and everything, and when they smile, I just saw the stuff in their teeth. And, you know, that, look, it just puts people off. It can really absolutely affect the ability to close a sale because they might just want to get out of there and go on to the next place. Even if they really, truly do like the car, they might come back another day and deal with another person. So just keep that in mind when you're going in and, you know, you're as a general manager or as a sales manager, or if you own your own dealership, just kind of take a look at the mirror. And if you're a salesperson and if what I'm saying offends you, I apologize. I'm just telling you like it is. I'm not trying to sugarcoat anything. I'm just being honest with you and saying that absolutely can affect your sales. Where I've seen it, where I've been working as a GM at the dealership, and people that are smoking, we have them go all the way in the back. And, you know, use some Febreze or something. You know, get some mints. Do whatever you need to do. But I better not smell smoke, because as a GM, I would just tell you to go home. You know, that's just me. You know, if you have a GM or you're a salesperson, or a sales manager, and your salespeople are okay with that, then don't tell me or don't complain about not getting the sales, because I'm telling you straight, one GM or ex-GM or one salesperson to another, that does affect the sales. Now, on something else, what you're also wanting to do here is do your homework. You know, if you're an owner of a dealership, or you're a GM, or you're a sales manager, have your salespeople do some homework. Are they going home? And when they go home, they're just checked out. And I get the long days, but are they doing any homework to improve their ability to close more sales? Are they doing maybe some video watching on how to close or how to bring in people into the dealership? Are they going on YouTube? Are they listening to podcasts like this? Are they going on Apple? You know, like I did a quick search and I happened to see, you know, like John Spangler Car Dealership. And there was in there my podcast, which is pretty cool. But I didn't realize that they were going in through Apple Podcasts. That seemed to be the biggest lion's share of where people were listening to me. And people were in there, and they also recommend other podcasts. And some of these, like, I had listened to, and they were really good. Like, I saw this, or listened to this, the Millionaire Car Sales Talk with these two guys. It seemed really good. They seemed like they had their stuff together. You know, some of it was a little bit longer, you know, anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour. I saw another podcast that was like the 10-minute car sales guy with this guy by the name of Terry Cummings, I think his name was. That seemed pretty good. I listened to a few of his podcasts, and people were giving positive reviews on Apple about those podcasts. And listening to them, I could see where they were coming up with those, with that type of feedback. That's what you want. You want to hone your craft. You want to get better at what you're doing. This is your livelihood. You know, if you want to stay at one or two car sales a month, number one, you're not going to have a job. But number two, how much money are you really making? You know, why not get and try and really do the best possible job that you can, i.e., you know, get to a 10, 20, 25, 30 car sales a month plateau and see what your capabilities are. You know, present yourself clean. You know, make sure everything's, you know, looking good and presentable. Do some homework. Look up the different vehicles that are on the lot. If you happen to see there's certain vehicles that you sell a lot of, why not find out all the features, advantages, and benefits, or what we call the fab, of those particular vehicles? And really have them down pat. So when people ask you those questions, you can answer them intelligently. You know, there's only so many questions that people are going to ask. So why not focus on the top 5 questions or top 10 questions that your customers are asking and really practice the answers so you sound polished? You don't sound like you're just grasping for answers in midair. You sound like you've taken, you know, a number of the ideas or questions that people have had and really honed the answers down, but really catered it to them, catered it around their response. You know, what is important to you about that, Mr. Customer? What is the reason you're asking that question? Are you looking for yourself? Or are you looking for someone else? You know, what's your time frame for the marketplace? Go into this and genuinely care. Genuinely have a conversation with them. See if that might, you know, entice them to have a more, you know, because what you're putting out is what's going to come back to you. If they're thinking that you're rushing them, or, you know, you're not really a polished professional, they're going to treat you like such. If they feel that you are a polished professional, then they're also going to treat you like a professional. You know, when I'm going in, it's funny, and I think I've mentioned this in another podcast, but if I come out of a dealership and I'm dressed with my suit on versus if I just go in with like khakis versus if I go in with like just, you know, a pair of sweatpants and a t-shirt, because sometimes I might go in real quick on the weekend to pick some paperwork up and I'm dressed one way. But if I'm going out and visiting a number of my clients, I might have my suit on and I'm totally perceived a different way, all because of the way that I'm dressed. And the perception is reality. It just is in this marketplace. If you want it to be taken seriously, if you have a good idea in terms of the way that you're presenting yourself, if you're presenting yourself in a very professional and polished approach, you're probably being treated as such. if you're being treated not very professional, take a look in the mirror. You know, are you dressed well? Are your shirts tucked in or tucked out? You know, is your breath fresh? Are you smoking when they come in? You know, all those factor in to the way that people will have a communication or dialogue with you. And look, I don't mean to sit here and try and be big brother. I'm just being honest and telling you different ways that you're spending a lot of money to bring these leads into the table or into the dealership. And if when you're sitting across the table from someone, they don't want to be there because you smell or because they don't like the way that you communicate with them, or they don't feel like you're respecting them, or they feel whatever, you know, that's on you. You have to present yourself in a professional way so that when they look at you and you have they have questions for you, you can answer them intelligently. They can feel that you genuinely care and want to answer their questions, or that you genuinely care that, you know, it's not like you're just trying to press them through just to get the sale, because they can sense that too. And if you're having a month where it's just challenging, maybe you only have one sale so far for the month and it's the 10th of the month, whatever. Don't let that come through. People are smart. They can sense when you are, you know, when you, what's the word I want to use here? When you are, sorry, it just escapes me right now. When you are like desperate, they get that. They feel it. And no one likes to be put in a position where they're desperate or they are wanting to work with someone who's desperate. So you've got to make it come across like you've got the best month going on that you've ever had, because each person coming in the lot have no idea that you're having the worst month ever. They have no idea that you haven't sold any vehicles so far in the month. All they know is the person in front of them, and that's how they're judging you. So you've got to pretend that you are right now at 50 cars for the month. And whether or not they buy or don't buy, you know, that's not going to affect your paycheck. At least that's the way you've got to be perceived. Because when they feel that you're desperate and you're just trying to cram in a sale, it's not going to work. It never works. But if you, and you know what I'm talking about, for those of you that have been in this business for any stretch of time, you know, it always seems like when you don't want the sale, or not that you don't want the sale, but when you don't need that sale, let's say you're shooting for 20 for the month and you're at 22. Well, doesn't it always seem like you get a couple extra more because you aren't in a desperate position? And then on the reverse, when all you need is that two more, or three more for the month to hit that extra quota or that extra goal, all of a sudden they can sense that, and you always fall maybe just one or two cars short, or something falls through. Just pretend like you're having the best day ever, because they have no clue that the deal just fell through and you didn't meet your quota. They have no clue that you had a fight with your spouse in the morning, or they have no clue. They have none of that, and they shouldn't, because they're going in there to buy a car. They're not going in there to deal with your problems that you had. So when you, whatever happened or whatever was going on with you in the morning or afternoon or evening, whatever your shift starts, you got to check that at the doorstep and go in there and pretend and be an actor or actress and pretend it's your best day that you've ever had. And I'm telling you what, a smile goes a long way. It's a tremendous advantage that you have, and that's something that they can't take away from you. You know, they might take away an extra sale, they might take away some money, all that kind of stuff, but they can't take away your attitude. So hopefully you're finding this of value. I apologize, I'm not trying to get on some soapbox off, you know, I'm just trying to be straight with you and sharing with you insights. When you have people on the lot, if you're not making sales or your closing ratio or whatever it is isn't up to speed or isn't up to snuff, why don't you just look at yourself in the mirror and say, am I really giving my all to this job? Am I really truly doing the best that I can to be able to sell vehicles, or am I just coasting through? Or am I just, you know, hoping that somebody shows up today and is a laydown? You know, that's only something that you can answer. And if you try it for 30 days, give it your all. Go at it as if you've never gone at it before. You know, if you see trash out on the dealership, pick it up. If you see that the bathroom isn't tidy, pick it up. Take it and make it your own. Own it. and see what happens. See if it doesn't spark something moving forward that can get some activity moving in the right direction for you. All right. Hopefully you guys found that something of interest. I'll talk to you guys on the flip side. Thanks. See you.